This is Low Moon Outsiders, and the story continues.
I got a weapon and non-weapon proficiency.
Okay, I made my level by 33.
All my saves went down by one.
And then Herrick, your number was 0.23.
I see my ride roll got better.
I can go there.
Okay.
Save you a little bit of time.
I
got one level better, obviously.
So Arden, add in this experience.
Do I roll my...
I already did it. It's a gold.
But you got to add in an extra 18% of it to do that.
I did. Okay.
Do I roll my hit points?
I'm now at 67,791.
I'm sorry.
How much grain?
Yeah.
Yes, now, you roll your hit points now.
I still need...
And then you train.
11,200.
So right now, all you get is hit points.
But I will probably get it next time we get experience.
It's a D10.
That's a D10. I always do that. Grab the one you want.
85,000. You get a lot of cool stuff. And sometimes you just get free levels.
That helps.
And then...
Now I need some weapons.
If he had... Put the sword in the iron things to try to get the fancy sword from underneath. Well,
I didn't think so.
What was the sword?
It was nothing. It was
was that a dream spell or was it like a test?
It was a test. It was a fake test to see whether or not you would cancel destroying the sword of wounding in exchange for a reward, which you elected not to, and therefore receive the boon. Nice. All right, set the stakes are really high on that. I'm like, boy, I hope he doesn't screw that up. Because the temptation was definitely there. There had been like a little letter there from Sclepius saying, just put it in here and I'll give you this Holy Avenger.
Yeah, but that's not really a fake test now, is it?
No.
Hey.
More like a deception.
Yeah, right? It's like entrapment.
Yeah. Well,
but even then, you... Hey, follower of mine, do this thing for me, please. But how dare you!
Well, these are the Greek gods, after all. That's kind of how it goes.
But even then, you have to be like, is this something my medium would actually want? You know? Like, no, my medium's not going to want me to make sure it's destroyed.
In fact, in Greek legend, I don't even think Asclepius is a god to demigods.
Could be.
Because he was originally a mortal man.
Which demigods have followers.
Yeah.
You can do that. The only thing is you can use spells from somebody else. Demigods and lesser gods handle the low-level spells up to 4th level anyway.
Maybe. He was a mortal man. He was a doctor who figured out how to reverse death.
When did you have to start fighting other druids?
8.
I think that was for monks, but I wasn't sure for druids.
Yeah.
Now.
Let me check real quick. Let's see. I'm sure you're curious.
If there's one around to fight?
No, whether he made a level. I'm sure he probably did.
The scale's complete.
Do you make a lot?
You might sometimes.
Yes.
If he hangs around in the party, then anytime we have an appropriate juncture where we need you to come in and play him, you can come in and play him. Or if he stays at the inn, then later they stop by and pick him up, or they need a rope or something, he might get added back in. Oh, yeah, easily. So he would have been at mid-level, which is 7,500 as a 4th level thief, and he just got... Okay. 13,000. So he capped at the top of 5th. So he needs one experience to make 6th level.
After he trains.
He trains and then he gets one experience and he can be 6th level. Which the party desperately needs a rogue. This party is so unorthodox. They have they're
we need everything.
They have no clerics.
Yeah.
They have no rogues.
No clerics, no rogues,
no mages.
I really kind of want
all of the classes that are like, you really need this class to have a really coherent, successful dungeoneering party. This party does not have it.
Oh no, because fighter is one of those for sure, and this party has plenty of those.
Well, you almost never say that because you always have something that can hit something hard with a stick. But you know, like even at this level, a cleric of the proper god could function as a fighter.
Not very
no,
well.
They
not,
can't.
Not anything like what you have.
That's not like what I do. You'd also be
that is that,
I can't.
It's, that, that
level,
dies out
my
at like.
Backup is still 16.
Yeah, that dies out at like 2nd level in Low Moon. It's just 1st level basically.
Yeah, well, because
they have hit points of heavy armor.
Even at 4, versus 7.
Well, but they have weapon specializations throughout.
Right.
So that makes the gap much larger. Although clerics can get weapon choice, there's this, which counts as specialization for them. So they're +1/+2. So a first level cleric can have a 20 THACO, plus 1 to hit, he can wear heavy armor like a fighter.
Yeah.
And he gets plus 2 to damage, so he holds with the fighters pretty well. But by third level, the fighters start, their hit points are going up too fast, they're leaving him in the dust.
Well, it's...
And they can have double specialization at first level, plus 3, plus 3.
The, well, where it really comes in is exceptional strength.
Yep.
And con.
Yes. Yeah, which the con is, if you have above a 16. Yeah. So what you will find out, by the way, because the... Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095. He has to be delivered. The caravan wasn't going to Gull's Crossing. He has to be delivered back to his parents, assuming he's going to. But what you're going to find out, and we didn't get to roleplay tonight, but he could have roleplayed, is he doesn't want to go back to his parents. Because his parents were taking him west to be apprenticed to a blacksmith, and he doesn't want to be a blacksmith. He's already a rogue, basically. He's already a thief and a decent.
Is there a blacksmith in Gold's Crossing?
There is.
Can I have him examine the swords?
Sorry, I thought you were going to apprentice him to the blacksmith here.
That would be funny, though.
No.
I will also say, I got to tell you that went a lot, you guys handled that a lot easier than I thought it was going to. Like, the fire giants were, except for the final room, they were beat up. So they just came back from the war. So they were all beat up.
Which war?
From the siege of the big city, the big capital city in the Pan, or not capital, but the big populous city in Panreach, where Nicholas is the archmage, where Baroness of Digenese from. They just came back from there. They were contract mercenary.
They just broke the siege, didn't they?
Yeah, the siege just broke, and they came home, but the ones that made it out alive were badly beat up. So that gave you an advantage, but you had to hit them fast, and you did every single time. That was the problem, because they're still tough. They're doing full structural points. Like, a blunt weapon is going to do more than a full structural point almost every single time. There are differences, but and then you hit them in all but one case, and they couldn't throw rocks because you were inside the lair, and you picked off the guys outside. I mean, it's like it was well done. It shouldn't have been that easy. But if you do, that's the thing is, if you're strategic about things, and you didn't really even realize you were getting the benefit of them being beat up until you took a look at it and realized, okay, wait a second. But if you had retreated back when you were thinking about it after Lucas got beat up the first time, that might have been a problem.
Well, he was only going to back up and then hole up and wait for them to charge us and then ambush them.
Yeah.
And then push on after.
I'm not saying he was making a mistake, but if they could have gotten a little bit organized, masked up, whatever, or fought in a room instead of in a hallway. The problem is, in the hallway, they could only get one on whoever your front guy was. You bottleneck them every single time, that kind of thing. So, and they also, if you wait long enough, all the rear guard. So what happens? All the women and adolescents and children were sent. They were leaving. They were going to their strongholds in the volcano because they knew everybody was weak and they couldn't risk this very thing happening. So then, once they got far enough along, the manpower was coming back to finish up here, and someone would just want to stay here. But then when you sent the Earth Elemental through, he was taking out the giants on the bridge that were coming back. So it really worked out well.
That was closing back up the Earth Elemental too.
I mean, he was tough. He was huge.
It was giant size.
Well, yeah. They mostly are.
Yeah.
The only ones that we've run across are man size.
Well, that's because that's what the Dark Gnome summon is, a man size with bigger than them, but not as big as an elemental.
So. The
are they?
No, don't be totally wrong. Elemental.
Yeah.
Well, and they always do max.
If you're standing up there. My
mind
saying,
let's keep it.
Yeah.
None of us can fly.
Yeah.
It immediately popped my mind.
I jumped right before he hits me.
I feel like that Earth Elemental's job was to get rid of the rest of the giants.
Also, when Chiron was doing healing on him, he discovered that he has a key pendant, like he got from his aunt. So that'll have to be resolved too. Like what I'm thinking is, he's going to say he doesn't want to go back with his parents. So the question is, like, would the party...
take him somewhere else, and
he
didn't stay here. Not really a great place for a room to operate.
Even though the Gull's Crossing is strong enough, nobody's messing with it, plus it has a lot of allies and whatever, so no one's messing with it at the moment. This is a very dangerous place. Like, where you guys are.
Where? I'm in the Pomer? The Western Panoramia.
I want to stay with
you. Really need a map.
So you're not far from where Lucas is from,
which is those guys
in between the Thrice Moon and the.
It's technically in the Wildlands 5 range, right? Which is where you're at. It's a little more wild right now because of the cult and all the war stuff and everything going on. But that's no rule. It's like that's where this is at.
Are you here? Thank you, sir.
Yep. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.